From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Fidel Castro's last moment is very far away. That statement from the Speaker of the Cuban National Assembly. It's the only official comment so far today on the Cuban leader's condition. Castro underwent intestinal surgery and has temporarily handed over power to his brother, Raul. It's the first time in 47 years that the 79-year-old leader has turned over power.
Cubans received word last night when a statement was read on state television. It said, in part, that doctors operated on Castro to repair a sharp intestinal crisis with sustained bleeding. In a moment, we'll hear reaction from a dissident in Havana. We'll also go to Little Havana in Miami, where Cuban Americans continue to celebrate.
We're going to begin our coverage with Chicago Tribune reporter Gary Marks. He's in Havana, where he says people are awaiting a government news report tonight.
There's going to be what they call a roundtable discussion that is dealing specifically with Fidel Castro's illness and, as the state media said, the ramification of that for the Cuban people.
The ramification of that. So no idea what you might be hearing at 6:30.
No, we have no idea. And today, I mean, the word on the street, really, or at least what the government's trying to project, is normalcy, that everything is normal, that everything is tranquil, people are going about their daily business, et cetera, et cetera. But obviously, underneath the surface, there is a tremendous amount of fear and anxiety and concern and expectation about what may or may not happen.
You had a chance to actually talk to people, and if so, what are they telling you?
Well, I mean, there's one thing. There's a public conversation that takes place in which people are very scared and very nervous about what to say. You have to understand this is an event that's been anticipated by some people for many years, but they've never actually prepared for it. They're also really uncertain about what to say, especially to a foreign journalist. So what people say in public is that we're concerned about Fidel's health, we're not sure what's going to happen, but we believe in the party and the government. Privately is a whole different story. People are very anxious. They're very concerned. Some of them are concerned about whether or not Fidel can survive and will desperately miss him. Others are hoping in their own way that Fidel's demise may bring about changes on the island.
So to the extent that you can get people to open up in these private conversations, do you get the sense, Gary, that people see this as a major turning point for Cuba?
Oh, it's an absolutely critical event. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But obviously, I think it depends on how it plays out here. And I think it depends on whether or not Fidel recovers, whether or not Raul Castro and the other top officials can continue exerting control. I just think there's a lot of factors at play here. And I think Cubans are obviously concerned about that and are concerned also, frankly, by the turn of events. I mean, Fidel has not appeared on television yet. Raul has not appeared on television yet. What they're left to wonder is sort of read the tea leaves about a very brief announcement that took place last night.
Could you give us a little bit of background on Raul? Does he have the kind of support and popularity that his brother Fidel Castro enjoys?
I mean, the short answer to that, Michelle, is no, he doesn't. I mean, he does have his own credentials. He was a key member of the guerrilla force that toppled Batista in 1959. He's been a powerful man, the head of the armed forces in Cuba here for decades. So in his own right, he's really run the armed forces. He's been the second most powerful person in the country for years. But he's not Fidel Castro. There's a huge gap in terms of charisma, personality, and historical weight between the two figures.
He's often pictured, you know, with his brother, right at his brother's side. Do people have any sense of what his leadership style might be like?
You know what? They really don't. Only recently has really the Cuban state-run media tried to sort of fill out his personal profile for people, calling him a decisive man, a decent man, an honest man, and a great leader. And I think this is an attempt, obviously, by Cuban officials to boost the public profile of Raul Castro.
Gary, thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
That was reporter Gary Marks with the Chicago Tribune. He spoke to us from Havana.